Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Hack.
Oof. Howdy.
Can I borrow your music, Ben?
Oh. She's teed off.
Okay.
Or.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only bet. Yeah. Okay. I was like, or she has a controversial ranking.
She's teed off.
Teed off.
I mean, how do we...
I don't know. You can still do the mm-mm.
No, you got to.
I can.
Come on, Aaron.
With all the problems in the real world, Aaron don't care. Since all the things that seems above her are so unfair.
So unfair.
And so let's get teed up with Aaron.
Teed off today.
Okay.
It's probably the only time that happens.
I don't know
if
that works. I don't think.
You guys seen the new American Eagle advertisement? I think it's American Eagle with Sydney Sweeney.
I just read something about it. Like,
no.
Their old ads were weird or something? Or
not their old ads.
The new ad is weird.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
But they added Sydney Sweeney.
That made it worse.
How could that make it worse? Sydney Sweeney makes everything better.
I am so tired of seeing this blonde hair, blue-eyed bitch everywhere.
Oh.
I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but she is not doing anything good for society right now.
She's not?
No.
Because all she is perfect.
She has turned into Cassie from Euphoria. Mm. She is just a ditzy boobs and butt girl. Like, she could be doing so much more. She could take the Margot Robbie road. Because everyone was viewing
naked,
her. No.
Cocaine.
No. That's when it went wrong, because everything she did was more for the male gaze. And instead, Margot Robbie said, I'm going to the actual supporters.
Okay.
Changed her audience to the girls. Sydney Sweeney doubled down. And now she's not great at the moment.
I'm watching. I'm looking. I'm learning.
You need to watch with the sound, because her voice is also very annoying. Her vocal fry is too much.
She's like, I just think you should wear these jeans.
Yeah,
yeah. Is it because it says Sydney Sweeney has great jeans, and then it crosses out and it says jeans?
No.
Oh, okay.
There is a political thing with it. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Oh, okay.
But people are saying it's eugenics. And because it's like, jeans are blonde hair, blue eyes, and I have great jeans. And so they're basically claiming Nazi stuff on it. And
oh,
I'm like, that's
boy.
Shut
up.
That's not really happening. That's way too far.
Oh my God.
I don't agree with that. But I'm just so tired of Sydney Sweeney, and I can't be the only one.
I just want to say, I don't want to speak for you, Mr. Hack,
mm-hmm.
but I feel, therapy words, completely handcuffed right now. Because, right?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. To comment.
Well, I wish you guys.
I want you guys
to watch it and tell me if it's.
I want
to
watch it too.
We want to watch it real bad.
Because there was also the soap with the hole in it. That's disgusting.
Wait, the soap had a hole in it?
Yes.
Oh, the bathwater soap had a hole in it? No, it didn't.
No, Aaron, I think it was a real block. Maybe someone put a hole in it.
Gross. I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm confused what the issue with her is, I guess. Like, you're just tired of seeing her?
Tired of her and not, like, she could be such an empowering woman right now.
Yeah.
And okay. I feel like she's just letting us down.
Okay.
Have you seen Euphoria?
No, I haven't. No.
I have.
But I've...
May I highly... I'll tell you what to fast forward to.
It's a great show.
That's where it's through about the first scene where there's a lot of ding-dongs out.
There's a lot.
Oh, I forgot about that.
There's so many ding-dongs.
It seems, from my quick Google, is what people are most upset about is good genes used to be referred to...
as Nazi Germany?
Lacking people of, like, color. And now, like, the fact that... Basically, American Eagle put out this whole ad and people are like, hello, you are unaware of what that...
Actually, could yeah.
Yes, and so
it's
I think
also bringing back a lot of what was her name? Brooke Shields, when she did the Levi ad when she was like 14, and she was nude.
Brooke Shields is a whole different story because they put her in Blue Lagoon from like the very beginning. She was like the poster child for sexualizing
and
a child.
Child, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole movie, the fact that Hollywood made it, they're like, let's have two kids like marooned on an island, and like, they just eventually get after it. And you're like, yeah, what?
That's so weird.
It's and then who went to that movie? Like,
I don't know.
I'm not even familiar with the movie.
Well, I think Hack's going to watch it later.
No,
I'm just saying.
I can only watch so many things.
But the Sydney Sweeney thing, I mean, so then it seems to me, am I crazy, or are they just doubling down going after men? Is American
like
Eagle mostly men's clothes?
No. They actually had a really good, like a couple years ago, switch. Women's clothing was amazing there.
And it was very size inclusive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all bodies should be celebrated. I think maybe the problem is we've seen like Ozempic shoot up, and now all anyone wants to be is look like someone like Sydney Sweeney now.
Yeah.
So it is a bummer. I used to work at American Eagle, actually.
Hmm.
And I mean, this is like 12 years ago.
So this is like your fault.
You know what?
Yes. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.